The Speed Up Sound with Kyle Meredith.
If it comes down to one man to save rock and roll, my money's on Chuck Prophet. His most recent run of albums harken back to the purest form of the genre, with feet in both 60s garage and 70s riff rock. His most recent LP, Bobby Fuller Died for Your Sins, also looks at the legends we've lost and, on a wider scale, our troubling surroundings. It's a statement from an artist who's finding a new stride to hit 30-some-odd years into his career. I'm Kyle Meredith at Speed of Sound.
Cruising through El Paso, can a heavy load.
Bobby Fuller died for your sins.
You know, Bobby Fuller died for your sins. Let's start there. Why Bobby Fuller? How do we end up with him as the title character?
Well, he just kind of asserted himself. I was in my little, like, stage that I used for writing, and my friend Kurt was there, and we were listening to a Bobby Fuller record. I just picked up the guitar and I shouted, you know, I hear the record crackle, the needle skips and jumps, and he said, Bobby Fuller died for your sins, you know. And then I could see it. I could see myself out on the road saying, okay, brothers and sisters, I want you to get out your hymnals and turn to page 66 and join me in singing Bobby Fuller Died for Your Sins. And I mean, there was some resistance to it being the title of the record. And I don't know, that was probably back in like September when I delivered the record, you know. And so somebody said, well, that's kind of a loaded title, you know. And I said, yeah, well, 2017, you know, the record's going to come out in February 2017. I think you guys need to get ready to get punched in the face.
A final bow. There's one more star in the heavens now.
I would say the theme that runs through this record more than anything is that, you know, whatever you believe in, 2016 put all of our faith to the test, you know. So there's a song on the record called Bad Year for Rock and Roll, and that really grew out of all that. And, I mean, aside from losing heroes like Bowie and Leonard Cohen and Sharon Jones.
It's been a bad year.
They grew out of that, and it's just kind of, for anybody that's had bouts of, you know, late night bouts of loss of faith, really, it's also kind of along the lines of you lost that love and feeling to me. People are just culturally exhausted, you know.
Yeah. Now, Jesus was a social drinker. Never drank alone. He never parted at a strip club.
It's an album that came out swinging pretty hard lyrically, politically. Even before Bad Year for Rock and Roll, what we heard was Alex, and help me say the last name, Nieto?
Alex Nieto, yeah.
Yeah, and that was a song that you kind of thrown out even before we knew that the album was going to be an album.
Well, the Alex Nieto song was pretty spontaneous. I mean, Alex Nieto was a 28-year-old Hispanic San Francisco resident who grew up in the Bernal Heights neighborhood and born in General Hospital. And he was shot down by four cops who mistook the taser that he wore for his job and his 49ers jersey as a gang, you know, his gang colors.
Alex Nieto was a pacifist, a 49ers fan.
So, it's a longer story, but the real, you know, I believe that Alex Nieto's death was a direct result of gentrification in many ways.
I was down in the tunnels. I was looking for a clue. All of my papers were in order, you know. I had my eye on you.
Of course, it's not the first time by far that you've written, you know, about world events and of a political nature and slant, but it seems like, of course, there was more than enough resources out there for you to take this time.
That's interesting. I don't even know why I thought of this, but, you know, when they wrapped up The Sopranos, they asked David Chase, like, well, you know, why did you wrap it up? He goes, well, you know, after a while, you know, these guys are just going to go here and do, you know, a caper, and then over here, and shake somebody down, and then back to the strip club, and then back. There's nowhere for them to really go. Mm-hmm. and there's nowhere for the show to go, you know. And I feel like, for me, it's like, oh, Chuck went here and Chuck went there and Chuck got his heart broke. And, you know, I mean, it's just, there's nowhere to go there. So, I mean, when you know, I get a hold of something like that in a song, I mean, I go with it.
Some people talk behind your back, others keep it here. Some people carry grudges, you know, for something you never did.
Whatever the reason why, this is the nerve that you're hitting on right now. I'm completely happy about that.
I mean, I'm so excited about, like, you know, I was speaking to David Dye the other day, and I said, well, I still get excited about, you know, two guitar, bass, drums, you know. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, yeah, in 2016, that's folk music.
It's true. It's and I don't mean to use this in the 90s term, but it's quite the alternative these days.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, I just haven't exhausted it, you know. I mean, I still get excited about it. I mean, I can't really make a record unless I have songs that I'm excited about.
Don't want to take you over. I just want to crawl inside your skin.
Chuck Prophet's Bobby Fuller Died for Your Sins is now available and in stores. For more of my interviews, head to Facebook and Twitter at Kyle Meredith. And thanks to Brad Yost for co-producing and editing this episode. From the studios of WFPK in Louisville, Kentucky, I'm Kyle Meredith at the Speed of Sound.